Yes. Well, next week here in Belleville on November the 16th, you have a special conversation happening, Women in Police.
Yes. So this is our third annual event. It runs from 5:30 to 8:30, and it's part of our strategic safety plan of our 30 by 30, 30% female by the year 2030. And right now, Belleville Police is at about 22%, so we're moving in the right direction from when I started.
Well, you've been a longtime officer serving your community. What's the greatest thing about being a police officer?
Oh, good question. I think throughout my career, it's been, and I know it sounds corny, but it's absolutely true. It's helping people.
Yeah.
It's the most rewarding when you can actually help someone, whether it's helping them solve a problem or just assisting them if they're a victim of an offense.
Yeah, yeah, I think in policing, it's got its challenges, maybe on an hourly basis, because you don't know what call you're going to have to react to. But I also see the very rewarding profession, the calling that, like you touched on, that opportunity to really make a difference in someone's life.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. And sometimes you don't even know that you're having that effect until years later, or you never know.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And that's kind of why we're wanting this opportunity, give this opportunity to females out there that are thinking, possibly from the ages of 16 and up. If they're thinking, oh, I'm not sure what I want to do, or I'm thinking of law enforcement or a career in law enforcement, this is a great opportunity to see different areas of our department, speak to our members, both male and female, in different divisions, and see if this is something they would like to do, whether as a police officer, a special constable, or even if they want to volunteer and be an auxiliary officer or a community policing volunteer. So there's lots of different opportunities.
Hmm. I was just wondering, are there any jobs like that, per se, like in forensics, or I don't know, maybe in the lab, or I don't know, different areas of expertise that you're looking like, oh, maybe a female might be more suitable, or can they just go bananas and just choose what they want?
You can just choose. It's whatever you want to decide to work for. Mm. So when you come in, everybody comes in obviously as a police officer on the road, but there are so many different opportunities, and it's basically what you're interested in, what your skill set is, and the sky's the limit.
Yep.
What made you want to become a police officer? Because, I mean, you've been in the game now over 30 years, I would think. Back in when you were thinking about it, probably you said 23% right now, women in policing here in the Belleville Police Service. It was probably not even at 5% then.
Yeah, it was pretty low when I started. It was 28 years ago. It was definitely different and a different environment, but still I loved it. And what made me go into it was obviously I'd gone to school and done a few work placements where I met a bunch of police officers, and I was working in probation, and I was working at a jail for young offenders as well in Toronto. And I was like, this seems like something I would want to do. So that's when I started, and the rest is history.
November the 16th, Women in Policing, Inspector Sherry Meeks. Can people track you down and say, I'm really interested in this, I want to come?
Yeah, you can actually register. Pardon me. You can register on our website at www.belvillepsc.ca. We have registration capped out at 60, but there are a few spots still available. So if you're interested, you can register online.
Good seeing you this morning.
Good seeing you too. Both
All
of
right.
you.
Inspector Meeks.